But first, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
Man, I just want to talk about Elvis today and his sub-brother, man. I just want to talk about his sub-brother.
Elvis didn't talk that unintelligibly. But he did have that ridiculous, halting kind of talk. And I'm not sure why he talked that way, man. I think that
oh, my gosh.
I know. It does drive me crazy. I'll even watch documentaries sometimes and go, Elvis, come on. You know what you're going to say. Just say it without all the hemming and hawing. But
maybe he's just too scrambled.
No, it was his shy boy routine.
Just a shy, you know, country boy, man. I don't know, man. I just...
Jeez.
So, yeah, I too thought something similar to your thoughts, Georgia, which when I walked by that little stand that said Elvis's stepbrother, David Stanley, I thought, is that a joke? Because he's just here as part of the entertainment. He's just standing over there, and I guess you could get your picture made with him. I didn't get my picture made with him.
No.
Because I thought it was a David Stanley impersonator.
Okay.
So David Stanley was one of three Elvis stepbrothers. This happened in 1960 when Vernon Presley, Elvis's dad, remarried.
Because Elvis's mama passed away when he was in his 20s or teens.
Yeah, no, he was in his 20s, and I think that she passed away in... Did she pass away in like 56? Oh, man, I should have looked that up before now. But, you know, somewhat early on in Elvis's career and life, and he was really close to his mom. Like, he was an only child because his twin brother died in childbirth. So Elvis was a twin. And I'm not sure if they were identical twins or not. I don't even know if they knew that then.
Was that twin buried? They're not buried next to each other. They didn't move it to Graceland or something?
Move it to Graceland.
Well, I didn't know. It was a boy?
Yeah, Jesse Garin. It's his name.
Yeah, right. I knew it had a name.
It was just Jesse Garin. And sometimes I would go out at night and sing to the moon. Because I was feeling like Jesse Garin was up there, man.
Where's Jesse buried?
I think Graceland. I think they moved it to Graceland.
That's what I thought.
Let me see. Jesse Garin Presley grave.
I know his mama's there.
Yeah, they put her there, man. And
so he uprooted his whole family and moved them to Graceland so they could all be buried
together? Yes, I guess
so. Yeah, okay, so it looks like Jesse Garin is not at Graceland. Oh. He is still at Priceville Memorial Gardens in Tupelo, Mississippi. Mm. That seems like an oversight. They had to shovel that thing up and dump it behind Graceland, like where Elvis and the rest of them are.
No, it's too disturbing.
What do you mean it's too disturbing?
They did the right thing.
But no, don't you think that it's more disturbing to me that a baby is left behind?
Well, should be with its family.
Yeah, because Vernon and whatever is Gladys, they're... Behind Graceland with Elvis and Lisa Marie and all that.
Yeah, if you're not going to put the baby with its family, at least leave it at a fire station.
Well,
I don't know if that's the solution.
Yeah, you're saying they should dig up Jesse Garin and leave him at a fire station?
So for safekeeping.
Did they move his mom too? Or did she go, was Graceland already built when she died?
I thought that they moved. Is it now going to make me see if they...
That's all right. You know,
No, I think it's important to a lot that goes on.
No, nobody cares.
Did they rebury Elvis's mom?
grave. Okay.
We'll put in the dump truck and move to the grave.
Yeah, see if you can find my mama's dump truck. I bought her dead body a dump truck.
And I put on a bob to build a helmet and a
she is buried at Graceland Mansion Estates.
Okay.
So she is with Elvis, and they just left the baby. Come on.
Yeah. He didn't care that much about his brother.
Anyway, so after Gladys died in 1958, at the age of 46,
wow,
so only 4 years older than Elvis would make it, Vernon remarries 2 years later.
I can't believe Elvis was 42.
Yeah, he was only 42.
He looked 65 in his last couple of years.
Happy birthday to you. So in 1960, Vernon remarries, and the woman he marries has three sons. And one of them is David Stanley, the guy that was at our media party last night. Now, David Stanley, of course, grows up at Graceland because Vernon lived there. And he remembers Elvis. He was only four when he moved to Graceland.
Wow.
And he says that Elvis was like Santa Claus and sideburns to him.
Sure.
Because Elvis just bought him all these kinds of toys, and it was great.
It's Cadillac, man.
Here's a stuffed teddy bear, and here's an Eldorado. It's a Cadillac. It's a good one. You like this one.
You'll be able to drive it
four.
10 years.
Yeah. And so he grows up at Graceland, and then when he gets into his teenage years, he becomes part of Elvis's entourage and bodyguard. And he claims, I mean, that he was there the day that Elvis died on August, yeah, I think it was 16th of 1977, and that he went up there into the bathroom while Elvis is there face planted with his pajama bottoms at his ankles. Ace up.
You can soften it a little bit.
And Elvis had bit through his tongue. The tongue that sang all those famous songs.
Yeah, I know. You tell us that every time.
Was found skittered up under the kickboard of the dual sink.
Yeah, there's something bingo on skittered.
All these. Pajamas at his ankles, ass up. Yeah, all
no, that. No, this is the first time these details are being released. So that's the reason that I wish that I'd gone and had my picture made with him. To be with someone who was in the room and had the...
Well, beyond that, he was his
Elvis
stepbrother,
right
was his
there.
Family member.
Elvis right there, and before the world knew about it, he was in the room of power.
Only living family member, I guess, huh?
I don't know if...
Are those other stepbrothers?
I don't know if his other stepbrothers, they may still be alive.
Looking at him, he doesn't really look like Elvis.
Well, he's a stepbrother.
Yeah, but they had the same daddy.
No, that would be a half-brother.
Oh, I thought you said Vernon, his dad.
Married David's mother.
Yeah.
Oh, but didn't have these children with...
No, they were stepbrothers.
She already had the kids.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I
thought
you said that, too.
Yeah, I did, too. I thought you said Vernon had these kids with her,
yeah,
so they'd be half-brothers.
No.
Okay.
We'll have to go back and listen to the tape. I swear I didn't say that, but maybe I did and said that these were Vernon's
you
kids.
You said he had three...
kids with her or
yeah,
something like that.
But
the woman that he married
already had
three children.
I think you were trying to mislead
and so,
us.
No, these were stepbrothers. Anyway, but then...
they do karate in the garage just like the Step Brothers movie.
Probably. Guaranteed they did with Elvis there loving karate.
Elvis probably it. Thought it was great.
So David Stanley's big controversy, he's had a few... but one of the last big flare-up of him pissing off all Elvis fans was a couple years ago. He was part of a documentary called Elvis's Women, I think it was called. It was on Amazon Prime.
UK, though, right? It's not available over here?
Is it not?
I don't think so, but keep going.
I'm pretty sure I watched this.
Oh, did you? Okay,
yeah.
Keep going.
And he claimed in there that Elvis killed himself. That this was a suicide.
Okay.
His quote was, "Love, hurt, pain, exposure. He just couldn't take it anymore. And he couldn't carry on." And he said that one of the reasons that Elvis killed himself was he was afraid that his relationships with young girls was going to be exposed.
Okay.
Very young.
Well, not... It depends on how you look at it.
What do you mean very
15
young?
Years old seems pretty young.
Okay, but when you say very young...
I thought eight.
Yeah, I was thinking thinking even younger than that when you say very young. But yes.
Well, if he's wallering around in his 40s, a 50 sounds very young to me. 15.
Yes. Yeah. It's just a matter of, obviously, perspective. Yeah. But yeah. He said, quote,
"His taste for young girls age 15 or 16 made me sick."
That's what Priscilla was when he courted her.
I know. She was even 14? I think she was 14, yeah.
Wow.
David Stanley said he got away with things most people didn't because of his money, fortune, fame, and power, charisma, and magnetism. Elvis could talk the socks off of you. Or I guess Bobby Socks is what he should have said here. But, yeah, this documentary includes interviews with women claiming to have been pursued by Elvis while they were at a young age. And he did, in David Stanley's defense, Elvis did seem to like a very particular age of girl. And after they became mothers, not interested in him. Like Priscilla, after she had Lisa Marie. And I've heard of other guys have this problem, too. That once their wife becomes a mother, they can't, it ruins it for them somehow.
How weird. What is that called?
I think it's because that they...
Elvis syndrome.
No, it's not called Elvis syndrome. But it's entering the... After they become a mother, that the guy feels too uncomfortable to think of her as a hoo-ah. That's the Madonna hoo-ah thing, but it... But they can't bring themselves to defile a mother figure.
Interesting.
If that makes any sense. And I don't know if that's what was at work here with the Elvis deal.
Well, and I could believe David Stanley when he says that Elvis was tortured and in pain, and he, you know, but it's almost like I don't think he consciously.
But I don't think it was about the
to kill himself.
The women that he liked.
I better take an exit ramp.
No, but life's pain and done with fame and all of that.
Yeah.
I could see that as being.
Yeah,
reason.
That's right, man. No funeral.
But it seems like it was a slow burn, unintentional suicide. Like he'd been killing himself for years.
Right.
Yeah.
And Elvis, I think a lot of people don't remember or know that Elvis was in horrible, horrible medical shape. Not from the drug usage or even the eating, although those things were very bad too. But he had a lot of genetic problems that he was sick. He was really bad off. I mean, like glaucoma, kidneys failing. He had a paralyzed colon that was then aggravated further by opiates. But he had problems, and a lot of those problems went all the way back to his childhood. So there's pre-drug usage and so on. He was destined to die young.
Yeah.
The same as his mom. His mom died when she was 46. He had a lot of those same problems that she did. And so he was self-medicating with this. You know, Elvis never thought that he was addicted to drugs. He took medicine.
Yeah.
This was all medicine to Elvis.
Oh,
that
boy.
Was how his mind classified it.
Right.
And if you've ever heard that disturbing footage, the audio that was taken here in this town, here in Vegas, when he went on this rant about how after some people came out, some of his entourage defected and came out with a book claiming that he was on drugs, and he goes on this rant in front of the audience, and he is ranting, "I've never done drugs in my life. They said I was strung out. Well, son, I ain't never been strung out in my life." And he just goes on and on, and if anybody comes up here and says that I was strung out, I'll rip his GD throat out.
God.
Throw it on the ground. Thank you very much. This is I Can't Help Falling in Love.
So he didn't sound like he was strung out.
Yeah, and then he switched right into, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And he went into the next song, and it's so weird. Can you imagine being in that audience? You're like,
wow.
I just want to see Elvis, and he's threatening to rip people's GD throats out. Anyway, so David Stanley, we saw greatness last night.